Rosh HaKelel, Chavre HaKelel, and Lomdei Mispalel HaKelel. And we'll soon see why that Hakdama is very fitting for this shir. Baruch Hashem, the Rebbein Shalom, gave us a mitzvah of tefillin. And one of the benefits of tefillin is that when you get to take off your tefillin, you have a minute to chav shmuz with the person next to you. So I'm zeicha that sitting next to me is Rav Sholi Klein every single day. And one day, a few weeks ago, he turned to me and he asked me the following shaila. We have a fully stocked coffee station with all kinds of coffees and goodies and cakes and cookies. And so what happens if one day a guy goes up, gets his coffee, takes a cookie, and he sits down to learn, finishes his coffee, and he never touches the cookie. So he's headed out. Can he take the cookie, put it in his pocket, and we'll have it later? Or no, the cookie is meant for right here, right now. Another shaila he asked is, there's also a stacked fridge with cans of soda, seltzer. So a fellow goes ahead and he takes a can and he sits down with his can, and then he has to get up and go get something. And another fellow, who I'm sure this type of fellow never comes into the kill, but let's say you had a fellow who's definitely doesn't have good midas, and he doesn't want to schlep out to go ahead and get himself a can. So he wants to take this guy's can. So midas is definitely terrible. The question is this gezel? Did he steal the other fellow's can? Now, both of these shaylos are really telling in one basic question, which is, when you are the recipient of food, or the like, food, drinks, when does it become yours? Or, should we say, does it become yours? In this case, we could clear really three tzadim. One side is, as soon as you take it, it's yours. The other side is, no. You have to eat it. When you eat it, it's yours. And the third side, which we'll see later, these different tzadim are actually machlekes rishonim, is that, no, it never becomes yours. It belongs to the Baal HaBayis, and he's feeding you. But it never becomes yours. So, actually, the Marit has a tshuva, and in this tshuva, he mamash has the shaila of the soda can. He says, you have a bunch of guests who are sitting around the table by somebody's house, and one guy takes a portion of food, and a different fellow says, no, he likes that one, and he grabs it away from him. So shaila is, can the first guy aser the food bahana on the second guy? If it's his food, so he could aser it on the other guy. But if not, not. So he clears the tutstalim, he clears, is it yours from when you get it, or is it yours from when you put it into your mouth? Now, I saw another place where this is Negea. The Vosner in Shevet Alevi, he got a letter, and the person asked him a shaila of that he sometimes is sitting by a pseudo. It's not fully clear from the answer, but it seems that this person was coming from a house where they bought things with a reliable hasher, but this bacher wanted to improvise the things. He wanted to take off l'chumra shumas and maises, and he wanted to know if he could do that on the food. And the Rosner says, well, it will depend on here where the food had min adin shumas maises taken off, and you want to do this l'chumra. He says it will depend on these tzadim of when are you kind of the food. If you're cutting the food earlier, so then you could take off trismesis. If it's only once you're putting it in your mouth, it's not really going to help. Now, there is a nafka mina that's very much lemaisa for, I'd say, a large portion of people in this room, which is that there's a Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah, on Daf Lamed Hey, I believe it is, says there's a drasha over there about matzah. That matzah, we learn up lechem lechem from challah, that matzah is supposed to be lochem. Matzah is supposed to be yours. And Sfas Emes says that it seems that in ha'olam nizharim b'zeh, well, l'chayra, every single person, they're eating by their father, they're eating by their shver. L'chayra, why don't they have to be koina the matzahs from the balabais? The balabais has the matzahs. And l'chayra, in order to be mekayim this din of lochem, which it seems that would be the maskana of the Gemara, why do they not need to go ahead and be koina the matzahs from the balabais? So Sfas Emes says that the ilum is not in his harem. I saw that Moshe Sternbach in Shulchan Aruch Hagos says that he saw that I think his lashon was that raver all the gedalei hayra'a shebiyameinu are medaktim in the sinyan, and they do their makar the matzahs to the people that are there. The Imri Vino has a whole entire discussion about this, and in the end, he's melamed schus on the ilam why they're not nisarim b'zev. He says because either that this that they have a schus to eat the matzah, that that's enough to be chal or lachem, or he says that once you put it into your mouth, you're kind of a mail. Now, Rav Sternbach asks Akasha, he says, I don't really chap these machmir. He says, the Baal Bayis is giving the matzah to the Eichel Mal Shulchan. He's giving it to them to be yetzah the mitzvah, for them to go ahead and be yetzah mitzvah's matzah. So if he's giving it to them to be yetzah the mitzvah, so then he's for sure giving it to them in a oifen that they'll be able to be yetzah the mitzvah with it. So, what's the tzad that he's not makin it? Which, again, on the tzad that a guest is not automatically kinda the food, if it remains the balabais, he would need to be makin it. But it's that he is makin it. So he says, then no, that pshat and these machmirim, you find this, is that they hold that you need a higher darga of lechem. It's not the Baal Bayis is giving them the food for the giving them the matzahs for them to eat it, for them to go ahead and be mekayim the mitzvah. But according to these machmirim, they're going that there's a higher darga of lechem of if a person owns the matzah, that they could go ahead and do whatever they want with the matzah. They could go ahead and sell it. And give it away. That would be a higher darga of ownership. That would be a higher darga of lachem, and that's what these machmirim hold. That this would be required. Rav Sternbach wants to make this tully in a machlekes between Tosfos and the Ramban. Tosfos, in the beginning of the third parak of Sukkah, says that in the mikdash you needed to have a lulav and esrog that's lachem all 7 days. Of Sukkos. The Ramban argues. The Ramban says you don't need that. So the Ritva is Masbir, the Shitas Ramban. He says that din of Lachem, which we find on the first day of Yom Tov, that's a separate category component of the mitzvah. You have Dalad Minim, you're supposed to take Dalad Minim, and there's another thing separate about it is that you're supposed that dalad minim that you're taking needs to be lochem, but in the Beis Hamikdash, where that's a din of the smachim of Hashem lekechem, there it never said a halacha that you're supposed to go that it needs to be lochem. So Rosh Shemach says, but it would sound like then, according to Tosfos, is that the Lechem, according to Tosfos, goes into the Tzuras HaMitzvah. Is that when you take a Lulav and Esrog, it has to, it's a Tzura of taking your Lulav and Esrog, your Lulav and Esrog. In which case, that would carry over to the Beis HaMikdash also. So, he's saying, based on this, according to the Ramban, that this idea of something being yours is not part of the Tzuras HaMitzvah, so then, can't say that that would be pashut that for matzah on Pesach, you could be, I'd say, just if you have a schus achila in it. It's because that is a darga of lechem. According to Tosfos, maybe you need this higher darga, would need to be a lechem in Gansim, because that's the Tzuras HaMitzvah, or Akhapanim, which he says it would be a hider mitzvah to have a more of lechem, and there would be an inyan of being kainet, and he comes out, he says, if you could be machmir, why not? So, like we mentioned before, this shiloh of when is a guest zeicha in the food is really a machlekes rishonim. It's a gemara. It's based on a gemara nedar. Gemara nedar from Chiyuvar Bar Oven asks a shiloh from Ravo that what's the halacha if a person says to Reuven says to Shimon kikari alecha, I am hereby answering my Kigar, my loaf of bread, on you. And then, he goes out and he takes that kigar and he gives it to Shimon as a matana. So, what do we say? Do we say that the ikar thing that he said was mitzad kikari? That the problem, the main thrust of the nether was that it's my kikar. And in which case, now that he went ahead and he gave it to Shimon, he was makna it to Shimon, so now that would no longer apply and it would be mutter. Or do we say that no, the main word over here was alecha, that he doesn't want Shimon to ever to be mutter to eat this kikar, and in which case it will be aser even after he gave it over to Shimon. So there's a shaka b'taya, but at the end of the Gemara says that it's a shaila. Which way the Gemara is going, if the Gemara is right now taking on the first tzad of that, the main word over here was kikari, that the fact that it's my kikar, and that therefore it will be mutter to him after he gave it to him, or if the main thing was alecha, and it will be asr to him after he gave it to him, but which the other word, the Gemara says, is coming la'afuke i'azmanei Allah. It's coming la'afuke if Reuven did not give it as a matana to Shimon. Rather, he invited Shimon to come to his house and partake in this kikar. So the Ran says that this is going, that really, if he gave it as a matana, it would be mutter. But if he invites him to his own house, then it would be aser. Why? Because then it would still be the Balabaises. If he comes to the Balabaises' house, it would still belong to the Balabais. And in which case, he's going out and he's eating from the Balabais, and that would be awesome. So the Pharaoh, it would seem, according to Iran, that inviting someone, he invites a guest to his house, the guy comes in, still awesome. In the Mefarish and Rebbe Neperetz, it goes this way. There it sounds like, no, from the moment that he invited him, Yanim already has a din to partake, and Hitaka has a schos. And there's one sheet of the Ran B that's brought down in the sheet of Mekubetzes. He makes a cheshbon over there in the Gemara, and he comes out that no, when a person comes to someone else's house, he's eating from the Balabais' stuff. Everything that he's eating, it's not his. He's not zeichner at all. The Baal Bayis is feeding him everything. Everything belongs to him. So getting back to our shiloh that we had about the guy who takes a cookie and he wants to he sat down with it. He didn't need it and he wants to take it to go. So the Ramah says in Ebenezer Simchav Ches says that Oireach sheyoshev etzel bal habayis v'noytel chelkoi. You have a guest, he's by the bal habayis, he takes his portion, v'kidesh boy, and he goes ahead and he's bekadesh ha'isha. Which this case actually you find also in the Marit. The Marit has a case of where you had a bunch of Bakrim came to a chasana of their friend, and one fellow took an apple and he was Makadash Isha. So the Ramah Paskins from the Agos Fasi have a Makudashas that it is a Kedusha. The Taz says that L'chira, this is a steer, because the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, Simen Kuf Ayin, says that if you have Orchim Hanechnosim Eitzel Baal HaBayis, guests coming to the Baal HaBayis, Einam Rashayim Litol Milifneim, they cannot take from the food and give it to Benoyo, Yavdoy of the Baal HaBayis, they can't even give it to Ben or the Eved of the Baal HaBayis, Eloim Kein Notlu Rishus Mi Baal HaBayis, they need to ask Rishus. If they don't have rishus, so they can't. Then they can't take it. So here you have a stira. Over here, the Ramah is saying seemingly that the guests are kind of the food right away, and in Aruch Chaim it sounds like that no, you're not kind of, it still belongs to the Labayas, and therefore the Taz argues on the Ramah. He says no, it would not be a kedusha; it would only be a suffix kedusha. And there is another mahalach over to answer up the stira, which is the bar hetiv. So he says a chiluk that there's a difference if the food was already served to the guest or it's still sitting in the middle. As long as it's a buffet, as long as it's still sitting in the middle, so that's going to still belong to the Baal HaBayis. But as soon as it's served to the guest himself, or if he takes a portion for himself, then already he's kind of, which has got a very kishmak and meduyik. The Ramah over there says that he was Yavareach came into the Baal HaBayis. He was not al chel koi. Took his portion, and he was Mekadesh Isha with it. So then it would be Mekadeshes. Mashengen, over there in Aruch Chaim, he says that they were not Mashal of Neim. They took from, and it would sound like Mashal of Neim. I saw that Shevet HaLevi brings this down. The Marit has alludes to this pshat. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down the Taz, brings down this pshat, and he seems to like this chat from the variative, and I heard in a shir from Rabbi Reisman that he holds that a person can be samech on this psak halacha lemaisa. So then it would come out is this fellow, he took the cookie, he sat down, he was planning on eating it. So he took chelkoi, and now he finished. But he was already cutting of the cookie. So avada, then he could take it, and he could take it to go. In the case of the soda can, also he took this can for his use. It's no longer sitting out there. It's his it's his personal can of soda now, can of seltzer, and l'chayro he can go ahead and take it to go. Before giving this share, I tried to find out what exactly is the Kodal's policy with the coffee room. And about it should be telling you what the Kodal's policy is. Even people that are donating, but Alpi Pashtus are making donations, Alpi the Das of the Hanalas HaKodal, find it even by Yeshivas. Kolshkin, the Kodal. So, what I heard from my pleasure is that the Kodal doesn't have a clear policy. That being said, there was a Israeli fellow, the story goes much better in Hebrew, who was coming in, never walked into the Smedrish, but there is a hallway that he can just access the coffee, and he's just going and taking coffee and leaving. And one day he was approached that, Zelo Starbucks po. So the guy said, "No, it's a different Starbucks. Pose chinam." So that being said, that's for sure too much. When I was in Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, so at one point there were bachurim that a shipment of food had come in for the yeshiva's dining room, and there were bachurim who took it and brought it to their dira or whatever. And the Rabbi Bernstein got up, and he was very upset about this. He said over a Bart, I couldn't find it from who I thought I remembered it from, but I did see this Vart quoted from Rabbunim from Peshiska. That in this week's parasha, there's Aseret HaDibros, and it says, Leisirtzach, Leisinov, Leisignoi. So Rabbunim said that it's not just don't commit Ritzicha, it's Leisirtzach. Don't be a Ritzach, don't be a Neif, don't be a Ganif. So he said, you want to say it's Mutter, it's Aser, it's Aser, it's Mutter, you can handle back and forth. But Leisignoi, the Zeitnish can Ganif, don't be a Ganif. And the person who's doing that is vaxing agan. So a person has to think about what am I doing, whether or not it lemaisa fits into a policy or not. Although I do have a very easy etza, I think, for anyone who thinks that it doesn't fit into the policies, which is if a person's menadev and he's menadev al das for a specific situation, he's menadev, he has in mind that whoever wants can take whenever, so l'chayro, then it should work. So for that, for any inquiries about donations, they can talk to Rabbi Englander. Shkei for listening.
You're better off.